This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb. Today I'm talking with John Leenhout, the CEO of Sun & Fun, for an update on the show, which is coming up April 9 to 14. Thanks for talking to us. I guess my first question, of course, is about the tower. What's the latest?
Well, Lakeland Linder Airport has a tower, and the tower personnel are going to be paid through the 21st of April. So we will have an active tower up to and then after Sun & Fun. During the Sun & Fun event, 9 to 14 April, we are being provided the same terrific FAA air traffic controllers that we have in the past, and they will arrive on the 8th of April, and they will work the tower the 9th through the 14th to ensure expeditious and safe handling of all aircraft. So the FAA, with all their great controllers, are going to be here to help us manage the pattern.
Okay, well, that must be a relief to know that's all been at least extended through your event. And do you have any idea what will happen after that going forward for next year?
Well, I think what's going to happen through the year-round here, because we have a lot of aviation events going on, is that the city of Lakeland is going to assume the financial responsibility to maintain the tower operation, but for reduced hours. Those hours are yet to be determined, but they'll be the peak hours of normal operations that we currently are enjoying here. And then when it gets to next year for 2014, for FAA support, that's a really good question, and it'll be up to the administration to decide if indeed they want to participate and provide the controllers. I doubt that we would be able to support them financially next year. We would probably have to look at some kind of a rounding up of our great retired ATC volunteers and see about creating our own tower operation.
Okay, well, at least you have a respite and a year to get that all figured out. So why don't we talk about what else is going on? What's new at Sun & Fun for this year?
Well, this year is it's a pretty exciting year for us because we're rolling out the year-round activities that happen at Sun & Fun. And we're telling everybody thank you. For the first time ever, Sun & Fun is thanking the guests for coming in because they're helping us reach our expectation of a brighter future through aviation. So our whole existence now is on remodeling our old museum into a new, vibrant, interactive, hands-on aerospace science center and developing more education programs associated with our Purcell-owned high school that we have on campus. So this year, when the guests come through, we're letting them know that they're helping change the face of education in Central Florida to an extent that they've never done before. Now, on top of that, you know, we've added a new dimension to our guest experience, in that we've pushed the air show back to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so that the people that are flying in, which by the way, for the first time ever, we reduced the cost for the participants to fly in down to $25 a person in the airplane, any airplane that comes in. So they can come in here and they can enjoy what this is all about. And it's Sun & Fun was really developed around the atmosphere of a fly-in aviation convention. And I'm trying to bring that back to our community where people come in here and see the newest designs, the newest products that are put out by all the major aircraft producers and all those great engine companies that are out there, and everything from paints to polish to lubricants to flight attire to headsets to avionics, right on through the tires and all the nuts and bolts that make home builds so fun to build. And give people a chance to get together with either in the exhibit areas or in the forums or the lecture series or the workshops, and not have them race in here, see an air show, and then open it back up again. So we're trying to make it a grassroots fly-in again, where everybody flies in to have a good time, see all their friends, watch an air show late in the afternoon, spend the night, enjoy our evening activities, and then hang out the next morning for a little bit more and then fly home.
Oh, okay. And, actually, to get back to the sequester for just a second, were any of your airplanes on display or for the air show affected?
Oh yeah, absolutely, Mary. The military has told us that they will not participate, that they cannot allow any of their aircraft to come in here. We have a Coast Guard C-130 that's coming in that I know of. And other than that, we don't have any confirmed military aircraft. Now, the Navy has said that they will make a decision week by week. And so it could happen that next week I'm told that the F-18 demonstration team will come in. Or again, they may say not. The Air Force has said a blanket statement, no Air Force aircraft anywhere. And of course, our Thunderbirds were going to participate, but of course, now they're not. So we are going to rely on our homegrown team, the Black Diamonds Jet Performance Team, that live right here in Lakeland as part of the Draken Corporation. And they will put on a 5-ship demonstration all week long, Tuesday through Sunday, to encompass a big Wednesday event where the New Zealand Air Force is coming in, because that particular company, Draken, bought all of their A4 Skyhawks and their Aramakis. So those will be flying in the show on Wednesday.
So if our listeners want to know more about what's going on and, you know, maybe sign up and get advance info, where would they go for that?
www.sun-in-fun.org, and the whole story is right there for them to see and enjoy. And oh, by the way, don't forget, we've got 2-night air shows. We're the first ones to capture that. It's kind of neat. EAA has decided that now that we're doing it, they want to do it. So, as I've always said, plagiarism is the finest form of flattery, and we're being flattered by the fact that we're doing 2-night air shows, Friday and Saturday night.
Okay, great. Well, thanks a lot, and I appreciate your time.
No, Mary, you have a great day, and thanks for the call.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.